Good afternoon, beloved. This is Pastor Buck Stanley and Pastor Nikki Stanley. And we're right here in Alderson, West Virginia, where I was raised up. And we're here by the Greenbrier River. I stepped to the side, and at the other end of the bridge, there was a building there where that was our home for about 15 years. And so Pastor Dickie and I, we just thought it'd be nice to come and to bring the good news from my hometown once again. We brought it from the bridge once, one from the train depot, which is behind to the right, and then one from the graveyard where my mother's remains are. But I just want to say today that God loves you. Yes. And that God has given us every opportunity to get right with Him. Amen. And you know, I left this precious little town when I was 16 years old. 15 years ago, we bought a place near Pipestem, West Virginia, Indian Meadows, Lorona, West Virginia, and we built a church there. Now, in the wintertime, everything is closed down up there. But in the summertime, we come and open up the church in April or May, and we have time to this whole area, what I grew up in. And when I was a little boy, we used to hitchhike everywhere we went. And it was nothing for someone to stop and pick you up and say, where are you going? And but times has changed, and things are so different now. I'm going on 77. I left when I was 16, so you do the math and how things has changed. But this little town of Alderson has not changed much at all, except a lot of the old home places are gone. We go down the railroad track behind you for about a half a mile. That's where my mother passed away. And a big two-story house at my aunt's. And she passed away and went to be with Jesus. So I think you can hear the background, the bells from the church ringing. And we have the CSX on the railroad tracks right behind us. And the wind's blowing, but I pray that you'll get a blessing today. I want to open up with prayer. And I just want to pray for God to shower a blessing down upon you and upon us, Pastor Nikki.
Amen.
And so let's all just go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him to anoint this time. I believe Pastor Nikki's got a good message. And bringing the message, I'll give an invitation. And we'll look more at the river and all in just a few minutes. But let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank You for this time. Lord, You know what it means to me to be back in the hometown that I grew up in. And Lord, before I got saved, when I would come to this little town, I'd be so depressed. And now that I'm born again, at 43 years old, I come back to this place and it's got precious fond memories. And Lord, we're asking You now to anoint our time together. Somebody needs You bad, Lord, including Pastor Nikki and me.
Amen.
And we pray, God, for healing. We pray for deliverance. We pray, God, for demonic forces to be cast out in Jesus' name. And that the Word of God, which is sharper than a two-edged sword, would be applied today and break and tear down the walls and the barriers that Satan has built up between our Father and us. Lord, I pray someone will give their heart to Jesus today. And let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Have Your way now, Lord. Have Your way. In Jesus' wonderful name, we thank You that we have this little place here by the railroad track, by the river. And, oh, Lord, what precious memories I have. Thank you, Lord, for making this possible. In Jesus' name, forgive us of our sins.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to sing a song about love lifted me. We are not forced. We are loved. And that's what draws us.
Yes.
To our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, my beloved pastor and wife. Thank you, Lord.
I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Yes, love lifted me.
Thank you, Lord. Give him praise. Amen.
Oh, beloved, I pray that you know that love of God. When this song says, love lifted me, that was the Lord Jesus Christ, wasn't it? God is love, and he rescues us just in time. I was 33 when he rescued me from my old sinful self, rescued me from hell, because that's where I was headed if it hadn't been for Jesus. He opened my eyes 43 years ago, and I am so thankful. That precious love. And what the Lord put on my heart today is from Romans 13. I think it's interesting that 1 Corinthians and Romans 13 both talk about love. But this is what Paul says to the Roman church. Owe no man anything but to love one another.
Yes, amen.
For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. For this, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor
yes.
as thyself.
Amen.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Jesus said those two commandments that were so vital were love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, and mind, and love one another. And Paul tells the Romans, your responsibility is to love others. And when Buck and I have gone into nursing homes, we have often said to different individuals, I love you, I love you. And they'll respond, how can you love me? You don't know me. And I tell them, I don't have to know you to love you. And I tell them, Jesus changed my heart. I wasn't able to love with the love of God until I was born again, until Jesus showed me the sin in my life. I had broken every single one of those commandments I just read about, plus not loving God with all my heart and soul and mind, not honoring my parents. And it's all because I was selfish. I wanted my own way. I was looking for love. Maybe what it really was attention. But God said, that's not good enough. You know, I tried to love other people, but I always ended up finding fault and not loving them the way I should. And you know why? Because I didn't have Jesus' heart. And the only way to get Jesus' heart is what this song says. Love has got to lift us up out of the mire of sin. Love, the love of Jesus, needs to wash away the old sinful nature, the sins that we committed, and give us his heart of love. Then we can love the way he did. And when somebody hurts us, somebody rejects us, somebody finds fault with us, somebody drags our name through the mud, we can look to the cross and see that Jesus forgave us of all the sin in our lives. And he says, don't hold a grudge. Pastor Buck? Don't take revenge on the person that hurt you. Give them to me and you love them. Love them. See how you can do things that would bless them. And they will be convicted. They will feel bad because they will know that they hurt you. But when you do good back, they will say, how can you be loving and good to me when I was so hateful and mean to you? And you can say, Jesus makes the difference. Love lifted me, and I want you to be lifted up. I want you to come to know Jesus as your Savior and your Lord. I want you to also have a heart change so you can do what the Lord says to do, and that's to love Him with all your heart and to love others. And the end of that chapter says this. Oops, the wind must have blown the page. Hang on. Okay. Romans 13:14. But put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Beloved, that's the way we are going to conquer, if we will put on the Lord Jesus. Christ in us, our hope of glory. Jesus in us will give us the love and the forgiveness that we need to handle each situation that comes our way each day, to love Him with all of our hearts, to love others, and love ourselves, to forgive ourselves. If Jesus has forgiven us of all the sinful things we have done, who are we not to forgive ourselves, since Jesus said, I paid the price on the cross. He totally paid the price, beloved. And we are able to love as He loves. But each day we must choose. We have to fight this flesh. The flesh is still very much with us, but we have the overcoming power when we're born again. We have the ability to say, yes, Lord, I will love. I will give you this situation, this problem, this person, and I will love. I will pray for them. I'll look for ways to bless them, that their heart might be turned to you, Lord Jesus. There's a song that says, fill my way with love. I think this song ought to be our prayer each morning. Let me walk, blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone. He gave up His life for us out of love. Can we do no less? He will help us to lay down our lives for others. Listen to the words. Pastor Buck will sing along with me, I think. Let me walk,
blessed Lord, in the way thou hast gone, leading straight to that land above, giving cheer everywhere to the sad and the lone. Fill my way every day with love. Fill my way every day.
The sun.
know, folks, this bridge behind me and on the other side of the rivers is where I was raised up. And I think of how much my mother loved me after my father had left when I was 2. She loved me as much as she could and was the greatest mom and tried to be a daddy too, tried to be everything to me. And the one thing she told me, son, you need Jesus to make it in this life. I think about all the times that she would stay up at night. She would work the dough down to where she could bake bread. And I'd bring it across the bridge here. And behind you, there's a little place where I would bring fried apple pies and bread. My mother loved me. When I was 16, I thought I knew everything, and I left home. But how much the Father loved me. As we were singing, Pastor Nikki, I was reminiscing how I used to fish off the bridge and I used to wade in the river and sing Helgemites. And I thought, boy, if Mom and Dad could just see me now singing in this little town where I was meaner than a snake. I mean, I had a very bad reputation for being a mean boy. But you know what? Jesus took all that meanness, took all that sin, and he gave me hope and gave me a reservation in heaven. He gave me his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, to live and dwell in me and make sure I get home. I'm sure that you realize that the Holy Ghost is a down payment on what's to come. Amen. And if you've ever just really been filled to overflowing with the Spirit, or if you've received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, then you know what I mean. Oh, what a day it's going to be when we make it home. That's why I want to give you an invitation. Amen. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, he'll take you just like you are. He wants you to come now. Come with your heart. Come with your burdens. Come with your sin. Come with your sadness. Come with your sorrow. Yeah. Come with your grief. Come with your sickness. Come with your pain. He wants you to come and bring it to him. And he will take those things and fill you with that hope. Amen. Beloved, we have hope of a better day. Not of dying and that's it. No, Christ is alive. When we close our eyes down here, we will wake up in the arms of God. You got to be born again. And Jesus is calling someone right now, and you feel him tugging at your heart. And you know what? You'll be so glad if you'll just say, Lord, I'm not running anymore. I believe that God the Father sent you to save me from my sins, and I'm so miserable. I am so empty on the inside. I am so hopeless. And I want to give that to you, and I want you to come into my heart. Take my sins away and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Fill me with your Spirit, and I will turn to you instead of turning to the world. Would you do that right now?
Amen.
And child of God, if you've drifted away, oh, I tell you, the world can pollute and contaminate little by little. Until the first thing you know, you don't feel His Spirit anymore. All He's wanting you to do is just repent and come. Rededicate your life to Him. ask Him for forgiveness. He's more than happy to forgive you. Would you come now? Would you come now? While He's calling. While He's calling. Would you come? Would you come? Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Lord, thank you for this privilege of being here in Alderson, West Virginia today. Thank you for the signal strength to do the live streaming. Thank you, God, for making all things possible. In Jesus' name. Just want to say, Lord willing, we'll see you Thursday. We'll be back at our Blue Ridge Mountain home, Lord willing. But let's realize that we don't have much time left. And we need to serve God with all of our heart. Every bit.
Amen.
So until Thursday, I'll be like Pastor Nikki. Bye for now. Bye for now, Pastor Nikki.
Bye for now.
I'm going to show them a little bit of the river and the bridge, okay?
Do that.
While we listen to some of that good music.